We're holding here in Amud Kuf Samach Hey, in the second piece over here. Nafik HaNachayam. So the first piece we saw the last time spoke about Cholder of Darchan and Atzmai. We saw the two, the Inyan of the Geula, that's Atzmius and so on. Now he speaks about the different Nafik HaNachayavim to be Hoides, Lahal, and so on and so forth. So first of all, I'll go through the Lashonis. There's Tisha Shvachim, the name of Lefanav Haleluka Vusheva Hasiri. So you have nine Shvachim, and then another Shevach. But there's Machlok to show him actually if you should say seven Shvachim or ten Shvachim. Walk upon him, he says nine and one. We'll see later, we'll talk about it. There is a Cheshivas in the fact that the tenth Shevach is the one that has the Shem with the Hal together. We'll talk about it more towards the end of the paragraph. It says there are 10 different oifanim of nigun, nitzuach, mizmo, shir, halal, tefillah, and so on and so forth that are listed in Tehillim. V'godol mikulam haleluka shekoil shem v'shevat heva achas. And haleluka is the greatest. And again, that's the 10th one. Which is the greatest. I want to just make a note of something. The people have a misunderstanding. Whenever you have numbers like 10 or 7, they're obviously connected spheres, and that's normal. Generally speaking, what it's connected. If people make a mistake when they and how we understand the word connected. It's as if the person making the piyut sat down and he said, how many terms am I going to include? And the guy, his assistant, said, well, put in 10 terms. 10 is very good because it's connected as the spheres. Could have done arba connected imos, could have done shisha connected to mishnah. They did 10 because 10 is spheres, so it's a little Kabbalistic. That's kind of the flavor of it. I want to explain a little bit, to be marked a little bit, the Havanas Advarim. When we have something, the Inyan of Kabbalah is not supposed to stand as sort of a thing by itself. And it's very wonderful to do things connected Kabbalah. The Inyan of Esa Sphere is meant to be the following. There are many things in the world. There are many disciplines. And each one has its own Mahalchim, its own equations, its own approaches, and its own dynamics. But something like math fits everyone. Numbers works well, whether it's accounting in a business, whether it's physics, whether it's a statistical survey on medicine. It works all across the board because numbers are abstract and the system of counting by 10 works everywhere. So it's not the pshat that you have X amount of nekudos in here connected this, X amount connected this. The system, the godless of a number system is that it stands above the pratim, and all the pratim, they fit into the system. So the understanding of Chochmas HaPnim, since it's a more abstract and pnimiistic tfisa in the world, so if it's divided into 10 different HaKadosh Baruch Hu works things with 10 Mahalchim, you will find it expressed in every place. And it's a system to divide up things in ways that will be familiar in wherever you go. And that's where you have. So you find 10 this, and 10 this, and 10 this, and 10 this, and so on and so forth. That's just a general, it's like everywhere where these numbers are used, especially 9 and 10 and 7, which are connected by spheres. That's what it means. Okay. Now he's going to explain each one. Let's explain each one, he says. So the first point about Avdus is simple. Avdus is bad, that's easy. Then he says, Ve'oid, shehoisa havoida befricha hameshabes rucham, o keneged ze oma miyogn le simcha. So he says like this, a person works hard, and a person doesn't make any money on what he's earning. So let's give an example. Let's say somebody is an intern for a few years, and he has to work very hard, and he doesn't get paid for it. So he can be upset and angry, but there's no nefilas ruach, because the person feels he's progressing, and he'll finish his years of internship, and he'll make a lot of money, or be successful, or whatever it is. The avdus in Mitzrayim, besides the etzem hardship of the avdus, we were completely devastated with a sense of hopelessness. And b'meila, that's called yagin, and to simcha. So yagin is the mood, the depression that came with being in such a position, because of its being hopeless, to being nigal. So he says neged vaymoras chayehem. It's keneged de vaymoras chayehem, which is kiamerirus hu evil shenema vachrisa kiyoy mar. Nefach li yontev shu hefach evil. So you have merirus and evil, the word vaymor chayem, and so on and so forth. Keneged simcha, keneged yontev. Vachiluk yesh bein vayavidev mitzayim sveil farach vaymoras chayem. So now he's explaining how is this different than what we said before. This is also, what's the difference between farach and vayimoras chayem? Ki hamalocha she yoysim ash adam yochel lispoil, hi avoidas perech, hameshah bekoich she adam umizeh bo hayogin. Avla merirus magia lachayim, ka asha chayim shal adam ena melhogam. Vezeh vayimoras chayehem. Omipnei she avelus hu albit lachayim legamri, let's talk about this point of that he's saying over here. When a person is suffering a hardship, so there's the physical hardship, there is the depression that comes with being overworked, and feeling that when a person declares himself as an eved, there's a depression that comes with it. There's another nekuda. Imagine a person has a family. He's very happy with the family. What's happening? In order to support the family, he has to go out and work very, very hard. So he doesn't enjoy working very hard. It's difficult. He's also maybe depressed by the amount of work he has to do, but he has a life. He lemaisa, he says, I'm building something, I'm creating something, I have a wife, I have children, I have community, and so on and so forth. It's just that it's weighing down on me, the work that I'm doing. But sometimes a person feels that he's robbed of a life. The fact is that I don't have anything else, and b'meila, it's taking my life away. Because my entire mohus is being replaced, and that is avelus. So avelus to yontif means that the person himself, the avelus means that the sense was, this is robbing me of existence. I don't have anything worth living for. Rachman Atzan, when a person has a feeling that he has things he wants in life, but he has problems, when a person declares his problems as problems, he can work with them. Even if they've sort of gotten down in his ruach, what we do is we say, you can live for this, you can live for that, you can live for the other thing. But when you want to shore up somebody's matzav ruach, you say, you're living for this, you're living for that. So you say, okay, I'm using it sort of to sort of cantilever out. And I'm saying, because I want to live for my children, therefore I'm going to be sable this, 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 and this. People who were Rachman and Tzan won the war and suffered terribly, they lived with the hope, yes, and then I'll do X, Y, and Z. But if you take away a person's reason to live, then it's robbed them of life. The evil liyantiv was that they were The moral says, "Hamiriris magil lachayim, kasha chayim shel adam inam al minhagim." So the vayimaras chayim neshavelus or bitla chayim legami. That's why it's called bitla chayim. The Meriris that he talks about, I want to touch on that also. Meriris, the moral says that the avelus corresponds to vayimaras chayim. We don't get the full sense of Vayimaras Chayim. I mean, no, listen, the letters are bitter, but not the end of the world, and, you know, it's not so terrible. It's a pain, kind of. But the Pasuk says there's a kapitel in Tehillim Kuf Zayin that's where we learn the people that have to be, that have to bench Goyimel and so on. So it speaks about somebody who's very sick, and they reached, it says, kol ochel tisaev nafsham. Every food, they have become disgusted with every food. In other words, they've lost their appetite. Vayagiu atshari maves, and they reached the gateway of death. Rachman and some people were very sick. The stage when they stop eating is basically when they're dying. That's like the it's not the external suffering that's death. It's when something no longer has a taste. Merirus means that I have nothing that tastes good anymore. A person can be savel. Somebody once said that people are more willing to work long and hard hours, an extra hour, than to give up a quarter an hour of their coffee break, or something like that. In other words, not having a cup of coffee is worse than working the extra hour. People will work harder for the pleasures that they see as the minimal of life, rather than give up on the pleasure and give up on hardship. So the matzav ruach reached a point where they felt they had no life anymore. Like it says that the mevatel derech eretz, there was nothing there anymore of their own. Ve'elo shloshet dvarim nizkarim because of zeh hazeh. Ve'yisim lo sorim misim anasim v'siv loisim. That's one. So the first one is they just took a lot from them. That was the avdus. Means that they overbore them, and that created the yagon that we're talking about. And vayimaras chayeh means the etzem chius. Life itself became bitter. I don't want to live because life has no meaning for me anymore. So that's the third thing. Umishibud. Hainu mishu shoyetachas v'shus acher ve'af al gav she'enoi oived le'derach avdus rakimo om shum shud mach misim. Shibud is even someone who's not an eved, but he's not free. He's beholden to someone. Ulefikach le'niskeze v'kosuv shal v'yisim lov sorry misim shoy gam lefnei zeh yim shubarim le'melech. Harizke shloish ha'dvarim she'som le'im pari zeh ha'zeh du avdus pricho merirus. So even though this is the lowest matrega, but he's saying when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out of the first three matzavim, they were not even mishubit. Omnom, he says. The gears is afei lo'ira. Hoisiv oidechad al dal dvarim. The kivnu b'zeh razal. Ki kasha hoya b'mitzrayim tach z'shus acher hoidem k'mishoyim da feila. V'yesh hefzik b'inoy b'in ha-shemesh. Kasha hoya b'mitzrayim, b'loizah sh'elim shibud mitzrayim, hoyu ki lohu nimtzoyim b'fo'al. So Moral says here a hezba, what's a fe'la lo'ira? Darkness to light. I mean, it's poetic, but he gives it a much more specific meaning. And let's understand it. It's... When we think the things in the world, you know, there's yesh and there's ayin, but the vast majority of things in the world belong to something that's called bekoach, potential. Those things that were not created will never be created. And that's that. Those things that have come to light in the world, that are things that exist befall, and that's taken care of. The vast majority of things are bekoach. When a person, the single the single starkest contrast between Bekoach Befol is Oren Choshech. You sit in a theater and it's pitch dark. The light goes on, and on the stage there's a half a dozen people with a room, with a this, with a that, with another thing. All that happened was until the light went on, it was there, but it was just as good as if it wasn't there. It made no difference. The minute the light goes on, it's all there. The Bria, and that's why, Der Chagav, Oyer Vahi Or is the first Bria, because once Bracious Borah is in place, the next stage of Bria is from darkness to light. Electricity existed in the world forever, but it didn't exist for all practical purposes because it hadn't been revealed yet. It hadn't been seen yet. Atomic energy, everything in the world, nothing in the world is new, but it's new because it doesn't exist. So, and in some ways, it's a very hard, a person who has limited potential has limited potential, and the person can be sameach bechelkoi. The person can feel, okay, I'm okay, this is what I am, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be, and that's that. A person who has tremendous amount of potential, and he doesn't have the format or the wherewithal or just the framework within which to express it, is a very difficult matzav. That's a feila la'ira. And so he says, when they were Mitzrayim, even without Shiva Mitzrayim, Hoyu ki'ilo lehoinim tzam b'fol. Since they couldn't express themselves, they didn't exist. There's a Gemara that says, the Gemara also brings a Gemara, it says, Kol mitzapel shulchan chaveiro oilem choshech badoi. If a person depends on someone else for his parnasa, he's enveloped in darkness. It means, I'm not free to express myself, I'm waiting for the other person. So mafeilora means we had so much, and nothing of it we were able to bring to light. We were not able to bring out anything. So in Mitzrayim we were literally a skeleton. We weren't ourselves. In other words, mishibud legula, a shibud is someone has a certain he taxes me, in many senses of the word, but I still am me. A country which imposes tax on me limits me, but I can still express myself. But a metzias where I don't have a metzias without the other people, I'm totally beholden to them. I don't have my metzias. Lefish and eshavolom talsu shemitzayim lokach nechshu b'shein la metzias batzam. V'zeo my fail la oira v'acharkach ama mishibud legula hu stam shibud. V'zeo das chazal. V'kasha tovin divrei mishnah. Once you understand these five terms, what they mean. We'll talk about it, and we'll have time now, maybe tomorrow, Ms. Shem. Each one of these is connected one of the other ones. Generally speaking, 4 and 5 represent the same thing in the Maral, in the Maral's in Yanim. The difference is only 5 is the Nekudem Tzoyis of the 4. In other words, the center point. It represents the same Mahalchim, like by the Dal Malchias we saw in our Mitzvah. By and large, represent the same thing. But in Mitzvah Shem, Sunday, or whatever, till next time, well, I'll try a little bit to be Masbir, the parallels between the V'yatzen Shemot Chazaka is right to Yomar Yigadlois and Moivsim to those, to these four Inyanim. But these are different, what they are, what these Inyanim are, they are different facets of what the Gullus was doing. And just like the entire Haggadah is the need to bring out the, not to take everything and dump it under one word of, you know, Kaddish Baruch Hu freed us. understanding all the tsar and tsaras that are implied in it, and then and it brings out the full meaning of the gula. Okay, hold it here.